Sport is our religion. And here is Smithy's sermon.
Kevin Costner starred in a great movie back in 1989 about a farmer who heard voices, saw the ghosts of baseball legends, and decided to build a purpose-built stadium in his own backyard so they could come back to life and play there. Well, it was pie-in-the-sky stuff, really, but it was a hell of a cool movie, and it was good to watch. Catchphrase of the movie, which has often been repeated in many circumstances, if you build it, they will come. Now, there's more talk about a purpose-built stadium in Auckland for Test cricket. No ghosts will reappear. But will you, the cricket fans, I mean, if they built it, would you go? And when it was being used in the summer, would it be more importantly used in the winter, or would it lie dormant? It would, of course, double as Auckland Cricket's new home. Would have to. Take the background out of play at Eden Park for more development. That's been a long time waiting to happen anyway, but the old Auckland Cricket Society put it on the back of a big, big truck and take it off to your new venue. You've got to have that special heritage. I'm quite liking the Domain in Auckland. The Presland concept, I'm calling it. Walking distance to Newmarket and Parnell, even the CBD, which would be a bit of a stretch, even on these pins. Just call it the Auckland Domain. Retain the heritage. Don't make it ostentatious and ugly. Take a leaf out of Hagley's book. There'll be objections, unlikely to be about dolphins, but there were in Christchurch too. Everywhere these days, the new breed just seem to love standing in the way of progress. Create a really nice wicket block. Make it really green. That'll keep some of the objectors happy. We just have to move on. There's a cricketing itch in our biggest city. It has to be scratched. And talking of moving on, and so to our treasured colleague, Louis Herman Watt. Talking of building it, Louis has been here since day dot. One of our institutions. If we build it, you will listen. That was Louis's doctrine. Louis's a genuine all-rounder, but he is a racing guru. He is, for us, racing's biggest fan. There is no truth to the rumour that when Rob Penny needs him most, Louis is bailing out on him. Well, that's officially anyway. Unofficially, I think there is plenty of truth to it. There was a text on Saturday. I was watching, actually, while I was doing a bit of work in the office. It said this: of all SENZ staff to leave, Louis, you will be missed the most. I can't echo that anymore. I don't know who sent it, but I think it's a fair reflection on how you'll be viewed, Louis, and how you'll be missed. So I wish you all the best, you and Shannon, as you embark on your OE. And you're going to have a hell of a lot of fun at every race course that's ever been built on the planet.